Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. I'm your host, Omar Zinnom. I'm your teacher, I'm your coach, I'm everything you need me to be. And today's a very special episode of the $100 MBA Show. It's our first must-read episode. Now, in these episodes, we're going to be talking about a book I really recommend you should read. A book that I think has changed the way I thought about business and really kind of was a paradigm shift for me. So I really would like you to read the book as well. So in these episodes, we're going to be releasing must-read episodes every 10 episodes. This is episode 10. The next one is episode 20. You get the pattern. Okay, so this first book is a book that really affected me as a young entrepreneur. So let's get down to business. Today's must-read is a book called Anyone Can Do It by Sarah and Bobby Hashimi. They're actually brother and sister, and they are the founders of a coffee chain in the UK called Coffee Republic. It's a very large coffee chain. It's one of the first, you know, barista, Starbucks-like coffee chains in the UK. They actually were there before Starbucks came out, and they were a huge hit. They're still a hit. There's still a lot of branches of Coffee Republic in the UK. And Anyone Can Do It, the book, walks you through their journey of starting their business. A bit of background about Sarah and Bobby Hashimi, the authors. They have no background in business before starting Coffee Republic, and they walk you through all the different steps they went through from the conception of the idea all the way to the implementation to being a huge success with stockholders and, you know, this huge, huge, huge business. Now, before I give a quick overview of the book, I want to first talk about why I think you should read the book. There are two reasons why I think you should read this book. The first reason is they expose everything, all their pains, all their fears, all their problems, all their mistakes that they went through when they started their business. And it's their first business, and they knocked it out of the park, but they actually show you a lot of struggles and tribulations they had along the way. They actually show you some of the sketches of their first logos that they scribbled on a napkin, and they actually go through their first business plan. They actually go through that whole process of opening their first store. And they actually, I think the subtitle of the book is From Our Kitchen Table to the Boardroom Table, meaning, you know, they worked on their business from their kitchen table. They bootstrapped the whole thing from the get-go. They bootstrapped it up to, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 stores. I don't recall exactly the number of stores, but I think they had a few stores and they're still bootstrapping it. They're still doing things themselves. I think they were actually baking their own muffins for the store in their own kitchen until they outsourced it to somebody else to bake it for them later on after they started to make a profit. So they talk about a whole bunch of stuff. They actually go through all the emotions that you would go through if you started a business. They go through the journey of, you know, the things that come up that are unexpected. And what I love about their story and why the book is so important is that they allow you to see their journey, and they actually detail it very well, so you know what to expect, or maybe some things that you won't find surprising when they happen to you when you go through your entrepreneurial journey. There it is, right? So the second reason why I think you should read this book is that it discusses this concept that a lot of people talk about. Is it, can anybody be an entrepreneur? Can anyone be an entrepreneur? Should anybody be an entrepreneur? Can anybody actually do this thing? Or is this just for like geniuses and people that have money? So they talk about this concept in a very interesting way, in a narrative, in a story. They talk about their own, you know, fears. And like I said, they had no business background. A lot of people thought they were crazy. And why are you doing this? Why are you throwing all your savings into something like this? But they go through this, and they actually, I mean, obviously the book's called Anyone Can Do It. But they actually show you that anyone can do it that wants to do it. If you're hungry for it, if you really want to do something, you can make it happen. Now, why did this book affect me so much? A few reasons. I'm going to go through them right now. The first reason is that it was the first time I read a book about a business book or a book about a story about a business that I felt for the first time in my life, I can do this. I can be an entrepreneur. This is not so hard. I mean, these people, you know, showed me all the things they went through and all the fears they had, and they're similar to my fears. But if they could do it, I could do it. And it was kind of like this aha moment, this like light bulb moment for us. It's like, you know, why am I wasting my time dreaming and planning and scheming? I should just get started. And they talk about, you know, they talked about, you know, lean startup, the whole idea, way before anybody else did, because they lean startup their whole business. So it was really inspirational for me. And I really thought it was kind of a book that kind of just was a paradigm shift for me, because it just woken something inside me that told me that I am capable of doing this. And I think that if you read this book, you're going to feel the same way. The other reason why I think you should read this book is that Bobby and Sarah really focus on the idea of market research in this book. When they started Coffee Republic, they stressed market research a lot, and they talk about it a lot in the book. They wanted to make sure that they're going to be profitable. They want to make sure that when they create their coffee shop, they create something that people really want and they will buy. Now, remember, they're opening a coffee shop in the UK, and this concept was not, it didn't exist when they started. You know, the UK is a tea drinking country, right? There's a big tradition to drink tea. They have something called afternoon tea for every day, which is basically, you know, a light lunch with tea, right? So they were going to make sure that people are going to buy coffee in the UK before they started selling. So they did a lot of market research. They knew nothing about coffee when they started, and they had to learn about the different beans and the different grinds and the different roasts and all this stuff. And even the espresso machines, you know, they didn't know that they had to change certain settings and their espresso was too salty or something like that. And they learned the hard way, basically. But they did a lot of research beforehand along the way. So this is a great book to also show you what market research looks like and what kind of legwork you're going to have to do in your business when you got to do market research. They also talk a bit about business planning. You know, business planning is something very frightening for people. A lot of young entrepreneurs are like, oh, I don't want to do a business plan. It's complicated. I got to write like 20 pages or 100 pages, some people think, right? But they actually have they had a very simple business plan, and they actually show you the business plan that they have in the book, you know, and their first business plan, because they needed one because they wanted to get funding and all that stuff. But overall, they were able to raise some money along with their own to kind of get started. They didn't need a lot of money, but they needed to raise some money along with their own money. And they talk about how they did this through their business plan and the whole idea of how to raise money and find people that are willing to invest in your idea. They also talk about implementation. Now, this is really important because this is an important stage, because ideas are worthless. We say this all the time in the $100 MBA. We say ideas are absolutely worthless. Implementation is what gives an idea value. And they talk about this all the time in the book. They talk about you can have a great idea, the perfect business plan, but if you don't implement it properly, then no one's going to know you. No one's going to even know you exist, right? So you need to make sure that you implement properly, and they go through some of the advice and some of the things they did to implement their business the best they can. So, and they also talk about being in business. This is also an important topic in the book about how to stay in business, you know, the day-to-day. You know, at the end of the day, it's hard work to be in business, and you have to kind of see it as a job as well. Yes, you're an entrepreneur, but you have to go to work and work at it and improve and grow. And they talk about that. You know, for several months, they only made 200 pounds a day on their coffee shop, which is really, really measly for a coffee shop in downtown London, right? But they talk about how they actually grew that and how they were able to stick to it and improve their business to stay in business. So there's a lot of things they talk about. They talk about growth. You know, obviously they became this huge business. And I really, really love this book. It really inspired me. It made me actually think about the different ways of incorporating what they talk about in the book in my own business. Business Republic, if you notice, is similar to Coffee Republic. And the reason why I chose Business Republic is because I thought the concept of how they named Coffee Republic was a really good idea. And I'm going to let you read about it in the book. But basically, I chose Business Republic as a name because I believe that entrepreneurs are a different kind of people. They think differently, they act differently. And it's kind of like being a part of your own little community. All us as entrepreneurs, we get each other. And that's why I created Business Republic, you know, a place or a community for people that want to improve, know each other, grow, and make friends. So that's kind of where the concept, and a lot of that stemmed from the concept of how they came up with their name. And again, I'm going to let you read about it in the book. Anyways, guys, I highly recommend Anyone Can Do It. It's my first must read and the first book I would recommend to you to read as somebody who's trying to build a business, that's trying to be a great entrepreneur. You can check it out on Amazon. I have a link in the show notes you can check out on the $100 MBA website. So you can go to 100mba.net/show. And you can click on the episode, on the list of episodes, episode 10, and you can check out the show notes for that. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews we're getting on iTunes. Please keep them coming. Please let us know how you're doing. If you haven't given us a rating and a review, please do so. It really helps us get exposure on iTunes and help other people know what this show is all about and what you think, and it helps us get a little bit more exposure and a little bit more credibility out there. So thanks again. Remember, guys, we give away a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA to somebody who gives us a rating or review on iTunes. So if you submit a rating or review on iTunes every week on Friday on Free Ride Fridays, we announce the winner along with their rating and review. So thanks again, guys, for supporting us on iTunes. That's it, guys, for this episode. I look forward to teaching, sharing with you in the next episode. Take care, guys.